You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army.
This has been going on for at least 2017. Lock your doors tonight.
So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now my job here is to ask the tough questions and make him uncomfortable, I guess.
A few moments later.
We have seen bookshelves in schools emptied in response to Florida's new guidelines on books.
Actually, you know, that video, that was a fake narrative. That was not true.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Is MSNBC very, very close to the Biden administration?
I haven't the slightest idea. I don't watch CNN either. I was in the NPR.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture. They're the same picture.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That was Gigi Sohn who said, I listened to NPR. Yeah, I think if I were in the U.S. Senate and I heard one of the witnesses, a nominee, say, I listened to NPR, I think you could mark me down as a no vote. I know. I'm painting with a broad brush. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, I want to start off today with an old saying. A conservative is a liberal who has been mugged. That is more true than ever after what's happened in Washington, D.C. over the past few days. There is a congresswoman from Minnesota, Angie Craig. She is always described as the first LGBTQ congressperson from the land of 10,000 lakes. And big lib, I have no doubt. And she's been to defund the police rallies in Los Angeles, if you Google her, back in 2021. But something happened to her. Last week, she lives in a trendy apartment building, condo complex, something like that, in D.C. on 8th Street. And she was coming back from getting a cup of coffee, and she got in her elevator, and a free-range American, a bum with a lengthy criminal record, got in the elevator with her and attempted to grab her and strangle her, and she threw a cup of coffee on him. And guess what? She doesn't appear to be a liberal anymore, this woman who went to a defund the police fundraiser in Los Angeles back in 2021. Angie Craig is now a conservative. It's really an amazing thing, and I think it's a positive thing too. And, you know, it's terrible what happened to her, and I'm glad she's okay and all that. But it seems that she's had an epiphany about what the problem is here. And I want to just play a couple of cuts here. This happened last week in D.C. Cut number one.
If you throw somebody in jail for 10 days and think, you know, there's your punishment, and we're going to let you right back on the street, what the hell do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, you should say, I'm going to read you what this guy's record is. I mean, he's done everything. He spit blood at cops. He shoplifted menthol cigarettes. I can't believe the Washington Post reported that. That seems like racial stereotyping to me, but that's just me. They put it in there. He's attacked women here, there, and everywhere. And this was his 13th assault in the District of Columbia, Maryland, or Virginia, that area. And Angie Craig points out that it would probably have gone on and on and on if she weren't a member of Congress. Cut number two.
Well, number one, I don't want there to be a 14th victim. It really is just unbelievable that I was the 13th assault And the reason we're having a conversation here today, and probably the reason that he could be held, is because I'm a member of Congress, and this is being adjudicated in federal court this time, unlike the other 12 instances. What do I want to see happen? I want Americans, and especially women, to feel safe in their communities. And to me, that means we've got to focus our effort on public safety, making sure the people who shouldn't be released aren't. But at the same time, I sit here and I think to myself, how did this happen 12 times in America with addiction, with homelessness, with mental health issues, and this individual serve 10 days, 30 days? That's no time to be able to get the help that this individual needs either. So if I can stop there from being a 14th or a 15th or a 20th assault, I'm going to do that. But at the same time, it really does emphasize the intersection of all of these issues we're facing as a country.
But the biggest street in the intersection is crime, and the fact that crime goes unpunished. Representative Craig can't quite bring herself to state the obvious, although she does understand that that's pretty clear. And the guy's name is Hamlin, Kindred Hamlin, 26.
He's a very good boy.
He's a really good boy, a very good boy. In one case last November, police accused Hamlin of spitting blood at several Capitol police officers during an altercation. He was taken to the hospital. They found him lying on the ground, and he became combative with police while leaving the hospital and bit one officer, spit blood at others, and kicked another in the groin. 35 days in prison. A week before that, he was accused of theft from a Capitol Hill supermarket just north of the Senate. According to a police report, Hamlin filled a bag with frozen food and menthol cigarettes. Kool's or Newport's or Marlboro Greens? And bolted without paying. Charges in the menthol cigarette case were dropped when Hamlin pleaded guilty to spitting blood at the cops. He also faced charges for entering a different woman's residence without permission inside an apartment in Northeast Washington. He pleaded guilty to this and stealing a woman's computer. He also pleaded guilty to engaging in a lewd, obscene sexual act while in Northwest Washington late last year. He defaulted on that. He failed to appear in court. He has also faced other bench warrants for failing to appear on court in cases originating in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington dating back to 2017. His lengthy arrest record in Washington began in 2015 with a drug case in which he eventually pleaded guilty. So he was in the lobby of her apartment building. She was coming back. I guess she went to get coffee, and he asked her if he could use the bathroom, and then she refused. So he jumped in the elevator and started doing push-ups, and then he grabbed her, and then that's when she threw the coffee on him. And I'm glad she did. 617 says the 13th time is the charm. So I'm glad she figured it out. But the same thing is happening around the country. This Michigan State killer, Anthony McCray. I'm reading from the New York Post now, but this is picked up from the Detroit newspapers. MSU, Michigan State killer Anthony McCray, had prior felony gun charge dropped by progressive DA, which would have barred him from owning gun if convicted. This woman, I guess, I don't know if she was ejected from office, but she's retired. I don't know if it's due to ill health, the voters got sick of her, or if she just decided to quit. But she's been replaced by a more conservative district attorney in Michigan. She was in Ingham County, Carol Seaman. And she supported Chesa Boudin when he was trying to retain his job as district attorney of San Francisco. She went on junkets with, I don't know if she's she got campaign contributions from Soros, but she's definitely a Soros-related DA. She went on several junkets with other Soros DAs, including Fox in Chicago, Krasner in Philadelphia, Gascon in L.A. So she's one of them. And she had there used to be a sentencing policy for people who commit crimes while carrying a firearm. There was a mandatory sentence, just like there is in supposedly in Massachusetts, which is never enforced, the old Sullivan gun law in New York State. I don't even know if that's on the books or not, but it's never enforced, whatever. The 30-year sentence, the federal sentence left over from the 80s, which is never enforced for using a machine gun during the commission of a felony. The policy had carried an automatic 2-year sentence, which Seaman, the DA, the Soros DA, said widened racial disparities. Okay? So they had this guy, the killer, at the Michigan State. They had him 2 years ago, and they could have given him a mandatory 2-year sentence. But she said it widened racial disparities, so she refused to ask for the extra 2-year sentence. So he was out and about. And he killed three students before he killed himself. So that's how she lessened racial disparities. Two white students and a black student were killed. And this is ridiculous. And you know, Gretchen Whitmer the morning after the governor of Michigan said this is all about the gun culture in the United States. It's about the culture, but it's about the lenient sentencing culture among Democrats. That's what this is about. It's not about gun culture. This guy should have been behind bars. And just like Hamlin, who assaulted the liberal Democrat congresswoman from Minnesota, he should have been behind bars. A lot of these people should have been behind bars. 844-500-4242-508. Once again, they call for more laws when they don't enforce the ones they have. Exactly. If you're not going to enforce the laws that are already on the books, why do you need to have more laws that you're not going to enforce? For whatever reason, you're going to think up excuses and alibis for not enforcing these laws. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on the lenient sentencing and what it's leading to. Again, we've talked about this so many times in the past. The guy who killed his wife, Walsh, or allegedly killed his wife, Walsh, and is now in prison. The wife has disappeared. Three little boys are orphans. He should have been behind bars. He was on an ankle bracelet. He'd already been found guilty. In a federal court. This isn't just a state or local problem. This is a federal problem as well. 844-500-4242. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix? Or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you with your dental problems? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason why people say have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one, and since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do as I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority in this new year. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said, self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born loser.
Howie Carr. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
What happened to you?
That Raquel Welch.
Yikes.
What happened to you?
Raquel Welch.
That woman is a menace.
Yeah.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what is today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
You have no words on the passing of Raquel Welch?
Oh, I didn't even know what that was about. I didn't even see that.
Passed away, 82.
Wow. And Angie Dickinson is hanging in there at 91.
God bless her, as Joe Biden's mother would say. Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, which group gets top priority from the Biden administration when it comes to help and money? Illegal alien criminals invading the U.S., Ukrainian oligarchs on Parisian shopping sprees, Chinese companies that give the big guy 10%, or U.S. citizens in Ohio threatened by train derailment?
I know it's not number four. I'm going to vote for illegal aliens.
I'll give you a hint. That one got 0%. 25% say illegal aliens, 25% say Ukrainian oligarchs, and 50% say Chinese companies.
Yeah. Yeah, money talks, BS walks. Yeah. I know. I feel bad for those people in Ohio. The governor says everything's fine. Although I would stick with bottled water for the next few days. I don't think that means everything's fine. It's one thing if there's a broken water main like they have sometimes in various places and you can't get anything out of the tap. But when the stuff coming out of the tap is sickening and killing fish in the Ohio River or where the nearby tributaries, I mean, those people got a big problem. And they're not getting any help. Nobody cares, apparently. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Good afternoon, Howie. Howie, I want to know one thing. Who do these career criminals think they are? Frieda Brassfield, City of Boston employee or something?
Yeah, I know. This is a woman. She's like a budget chief for Michelle Wu. She goes back to Tom Menino day. She gave money to Menino, moved up. She gave money to Walsh, moved up. Then she stopped giving money, but somehow in this campaign to succeed Walsh, but she somehow moved up, and her nephew was at MCI Shirley, and now she's been arrested for allegedly money laundering. Drug operation that was being run out of MCI Shirley. It's I know. And people are defending her. Oh, she's a nice person. She was doing all these Venmo transactions, keeping everything under $1,000, so nothing would be reported. But she's totally on the level. And they were smuggling really bad drugs into the jails. These things that you can spray. You spray them on legal paper. And so they can't mess with them because it's attorney-client privilege, and they just hand them. And then they chop up the papers for like $350 per tab. You make a lot of money off just a single sheet of paper because it's covered with drugs. And again, these are not drugs that make you pleasant. These are drugs that make you nasty and mean. They're like meth-type drugs. Ugh. Bad. It's a bad scene. 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I just wanted to pipe in, good afternoon, about a representative in Washington who got assaulted. It seems they don't really care until it happens in their neighborhood or to them. The same thing happened with the Capitol riot. They didn't care what happened in Minnesota. They didn't care what happened in Seattle. But once it happens close to home, then there's a problem.
Yeah. No, I'm glad nothing happened to her, and I'm glad that she has finally realized what was what's been going on, and I wonder how she voted. I haven't seen anyone report on this, but last week the Congress that she's a part of, the House, had to vote on basically decriminalizing a bunch of crimes in the District of Columbia, and it was a pretty much of a straight party line vote. And I wonder if she voted to decriminalize what have been felonies and jailable offenses. And now she sees what happens when you just let these criminals run amok and you don't punish them and you don't do anything. Eventually they're gonna do something serious. They're gonna kill somebody, or they're gonna assault someone who's quote unquote important. And she points that out. If she hadn't been a member of Congress, this would just be another one of these things where they would get $40 bond. By the way, on the Cape, I didn't get to this the other day. These two guys, they cut off a police car, And then they fired a gun. It turned out it was a BB gun, but they fired a gun at a police cruiser and then escaped. And they had the police had to run them off the side of the road. I mean, to me, that seems like pretty major league crime. $40 bail. $40 bail. They shot, I don't care if it was a BB gun, they shot a gun at a police cruiser. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Garman.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Those iconic movie posters. And Raquel Welch was the 60s female poster girl. The movie 1 Million B.C. That was it. It was all over college dorms.
It was in the Shawshank Redemption, too. That's the poster that they had the escape plan behind.
And they, in the 1970s, would be Farrah Fawcett. And the 1940s would be Betty Grable. You know, looking backwards in the bathing suit. And those are the three, though. I think those are the three most memorable ones in American pop culture. I don't know if there have been any recently. The posters aren't what they used to be, I guess, like a lot of stuff.
But I just had like one of my all-time favorite Howie Carr Show moments behind the scenes, listening to you talk about these posters and then muttering to yourself, I'm going to look up that Betty Grable poster. I've never heard anybody say that in my life.
I wanted to make sure I had it right. You said it was Rita Hayworth, and I was pretty sure it wasn't Rita Hayworth.
Well, it was in the Shawshank Redemption.
What the hell? What do you want me to say?
I'm surprised you didn't follow it up with a hubba hubba.
Va 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 boom. All right. It's time for Grace with the News.
Yes, Howie. I wanted to start with a story from the Hollywood Reporter about the New York Times. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but a bunch of celebrities and other allies of Hollywood's LGBTQ community are calling on the New York Times to stop reporting, and this is the quote, bias, fringe theories, and dangerous inaccuracies in its coverage of transgender people. Now, the letter, this open letter, you know I'm not a big fan of these open letters, is also making some demands of the old gray lady.
Are these non-negotiable demands, Grace? That's my favorite kind, is non-negotiable demands.
Well, this is what the Hollywood Reporter says. It goes, the public letter comes after several attempts at working with the Times. In other words, they tried to do this the nice way, and now they have to make their demands. One of the demands, the demand that stuck out to me, is that they're demanding the New York Times hire at least two trans people for the opinion section and two people on the news side within 3 months. So the New York Times is getting a taste of the mob coming for them at this point. I think it's safe to say.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. It would, to use the old Oscar Wilde expression, it would take a heart of stone not to laugh.
Yes, and there's a bunch of celebrities signed up for this, but they're very... I never have seen anything from the New York Times that would suggest they're anti-LGBTQ or anti-the trans community.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been giving the New York Times a good leaving alone now for a very long time, Grace.
You don't say. That shocks me.
I used to pick up the book review section sometimes if it was left behind somewhere because I wanted to see, the further up in the New York Times book review, the review was actually mentioned. It had to have a reference to Donald Trump and the horror of the Donald Trump era. And, you know, the book was written in the terrible bleak days after the 2016 elections or something to that effect,
right?
You know?
Well, you know what's funny?
I did it for humor. I mean, but now there's not, now that that's even receded. So what possible reason is there to pick up the New York Times?
It's funny how the Trump derangement, Howie, it hasn't subsided. It's only grown stronger because recently my dad was having a problem with his Twitter. They have this new thing where you can see, you can have two sides to your Twitter. So one side is the for you, and that's like things they suggest for you. and the other side is people you're following. So my dad on his For You was getting all of these people like Rob Reiner and all of these liberal blue check marks, Robert Reich. And he said they cannot get two sentences out without mentioning Donald Trump. Still, to this day, after they've beat him, after, you know, Orange Man's gone, they're still completely obsessed. And the same goes for the New York Times and all these publications.
You know that judge, the housing court judge in Bristol County, who was just censured by the Supreme Judicial Court?
Yes.
For his social media? I got his social media today, Grace.
He hasn't wiped it clean? Censured.
Guess what he's been, what he was censured for largely? For complaining about the New York Post being censured on the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's why I was looking for Miranda Devine's address and phone number.
I did send you what I have.
I know you did, and I appreciate that. It's going to be a good column for me, and I think it'd be a good column for Miranda Devine as well.
I bet. Hey, Howie, here's a bit of news, and we have sound to accompany this. Democrat compares Clarence Thomas to an Uncle Tom as Georgia Senate approves statue of SCOTUS justice. Unfortunately, this is something that's become very, very common with the radical left. They think it's okay to say this about Clarence Thomas. The Georgia Senate on Tuesday approved a proposal to place a statue of the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas at the Georgia State Capitol. The sound, and that's in Atlanta, but the sound we have here is from Senator Emanuel Jones, and this is what he had to say about Clarence Thomas.
Place a statue of Clarence Thomas on this grounds. We cannot avoid that conversation, so I'm not going to avoid it either. In the black community, we have an expression, and I don't want to use this label too deeply here because I'm just trying to tell you what we have in African-American community. When we talk about a person of color that goes back historically to the days of slavery and that person betraying his own community, we have a term in the black community. That term that we used is called Uncle Tom. And Uncle Tom is either a fictional or non-fictional character. I don't really know the origin of Uncle Tom.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. It's only the most famous pre-Civil War novel that basically put the North in a mood to abolish slavery. You ever hear of Harriet Beecher Stowe? Good Lord.
It's always good to admit when you're on the Senate floor that you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, how you know this, I'm a huge, and like a lot of our listeners, I'm a huge fan of Clarence Thomas. I find his upbringing to be unbelievable. He's really dealt with a lot of adversity in his life. He's incredibly, incredibly bright.
You know, Grace, he even grew up speaking this dialect that's only marginally English. I think it's called Gullah.
Yeah.
You know,
he was one of the last people I think that ever spoke it.
Yeah, as a native tongue, and I mean he overcame that. Can you imagine an obscure regional dying dialect? That's what you're raised in, and then you go on to Ivy League schools, and you know you're at the top of the Ivy League schools. You're not just checking the box and moving on, like certain people who work at the White House.
Yeah, and it's also, if you read a lot of his work, especially involving the black community, he has these quotes, Howie, and these thoughts that are just, they're so insightful. Like, I remember reading about how he said, we used to have bad buildings and good communities, and now we have good buildings and bad communities. Like, in other words, you build up all these skyscrapers and it's supposed to fix everybody's problems, and it doesn't. It makes things actually worse, and you lose community. And that's just, like, one example of so many of the things that he's able to speak on and really enlighten people about. And all he gets, and Howie, one other thing I'd like to add in, is that when you hear from Supreme Court justices who are very liberal, who say he's the nicest person, that he treats everybody with so much respect, that he's the first guy who knows everybody's name in the building, he asks the janitor, how's your son doing, what's he taking in school, like, just a very nice person, this guy gets absolutely no respect from people, and it's, like, okay to be racist towards him, according to Democrats.
And he took a lot of grief for a long time because he didn't speak all that often. He didn't ask that many questions, but he's really a good writer.
Yes.
His decisions are very well-reasoned and very well-written.
Absolutely, Howie. I totally agree. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I have leased my RAV4. I love it. I love the staff. I love everybody there. You get a buying or leasing experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. Just go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. All right, on a lighter note here, Sam Bankman-Fried used a VPN to watch the Super Bowl. He slapped with a new bail restriction. So
I didn't understand this story, Grace. Why did he need to use a VPN? I mean, why didn't he just turn on a regular TV set in his parents' basement where he's now living?
Maybe he had DirecTV.
I think DirecTV was carrying the game. 112 million people didn't need VPNs to watch the
right.
Super Bowl.
It is suspicious.
Why did he have to do it?
Well, Howie, it's suspicious, and it also comes on the heels of the conversation we had about him using these encrypted messages to contact people who are most likely going to be involved in his upcoming trial. So the judge is not happy about this. He goes from using these encrypted messages to now using a private VPN to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a lot of things that would raise some eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't get it. He obviously still thinks he's a beautiful person, you know, and that he's gonna skate. I mean, that's the only explanation I can see for him doing something like this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And also, it's just I don't even buy that he'd be that into watching the Super Bowl. There's no FTX commercials running or crypto. There's very few crypto commercials.
Yeah.
I don't buy that excuse. And one last thing, Howie, I know you're gonna talk about Ohio today. Ohio Republican invites Pete Buttigieg to town hall after train derailment. I'll save a seat, he says. This is an Ohio Republican congressman who is inviting, he represents East Palestine, and he's asking Pete Buttigieg to come visit. Whether or not Pete's actually going to take him up on that is a totally different story. Representative Bill Johnson called on Buttigieg to attend the meeting in a tweet on Wednesday. And I should just mention here, Howie, I don't know if you've heard anything else from Pete Buttigieg, but from what I can see, for a guy who talks a lot about racism and construction workers and climate change, all we've really heard from him on this is a couple of tweets and a Twitter thread. Doesn't seem to be very vocal when it comes to the people of Ohio.
No, he doesn't care. I can't believe he's from South Bend, Indiana. You know, he conducts himself like he's SBF or the girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, you know, like they're from Newton or Palo Alto or Cambridge, you know? I mean, he's the ultimate elitist.
Yeah, he is. And I talked about this today. Caroline Levitt also brought it up on my show, Howie. Where are all the climate activists when it comes to Ohio? Pete Buttigieg is the climate activist. How many times have we heard him talk about, you know, he took his bike out of his Escalade so he could show everybody how he bikes to work? And now you have this. Do the climate eco warriors think this could be a problem? All these chickens dropping dead?
Yeah. How about 3,500 fish?
It's so scary.
We're told, though, none of them are of endangered species.
Oh.
Well, if they're dead, they're very endangered. They're dead.
Yeah, they beg to differ.
Right. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three. But with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Car Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We got a great one today, a fun spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. It's the largest arcade in the world, founded in 1952 by Bob Lawton. Fun Spot provides quality entertainment and an atmosphere right for the entire family, and its array of fun is continually growing. They offer over 600 games at Fun Spot, including 300 classic arcade games, a 20-lane, 10-pin, and a candlepin bowling center, cash bingo, indoor mini golf, a restaurant, a tavern, and so much more. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 token pack to Fun Spot for just $25. Get yours now at HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. These tokens are only redeemable for the arcade games at Fun Spot, but as you know, there are 600 arcade games. It's a fantastic place, a lot of fun. We love going there, Grace and I, for our remotes in the spring every year. With us now is Dave Lawton of Fun Spot. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Howie, great to hear your voice. And this is a great deal. I love to bring this deal out, and you can't beat the price. It's a lot of fun for $25, I'll tell you that.
Right. And, you know, Laconia, New Hampshire, the Lakes region, your White Mountains, you're thinking it's, you know, it's just for the summer. But, you know, you're open year-round, and it's also a lot of ski mountains in the area. And next week is the winter break, so it's a perfect thing if you want to take a break from the slopes for next week, not to mention next summer.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people will go up to the mountains and then make us a waypoint on the way home and stop in, grab some food, some drinks, and play some games. And we're adding, I think we're over 600 games now, and we just actually unboxed one of your favorite type of games today, and it was a brand new pinball.
Oh, boy. I'm a pinball wizard, right, Grace?
Yeah.
We saw you in action at that last remote, and we're looking forward to another one.
No, I love being up there.
New pinball is a joy.
Yeah,
nice to have new pinballs back on the floor, so you can play some of the old ones. We just actually restored a Xenon pinball, which was originally built in 1980, and we had to put a brand new playfield in it. It was played so much, but it's a brand new game now, so you can, just like it came out of the box back in 1980, this game is a joy to play. So we're really upping our pinball game here. And
that's great, but if you're under the age of 60, there are other games available for you as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Howie, I was just going to say to Dave, my favorite part is when families come and they want to get a picture with Howie, the parents want to watch Howie, and they figure, oh, the kids can go play. But usually, like halfway through the show, I'll see parents start to say to their kids, can I have some of the tokens? Because they see a game that they haven't seen in like 20 years and they want to try it out.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, somehow we keep all those games running. I know there's a hell of a crew that work for us. There's four people now that are working to keep these games going, and it's really a labor of love sometimes because you can imagine trying to find.
And I love that you still have candle pens in addition to 10 pens. You know, it's just it's great that, you know, both kinds of bowling, the old traditional New England bowling candle pens and 10 pens, the easier version of the game of bowling. I mean, it's just great. You got the ice cream is fantastic. That's not included in the deal, but you know, you got the pizza's great. Everything's great. You can have a great time at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, Right now, you can get a $50 token pack for $25. That'll keep you and the kids going for a long time, whether you're going up for winter break next week and skiing and just messing around, or for the summer. Hey, Dave Lawton, we look forward to seeing you in the spring, and we'll be there at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire again. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.